好，晚上我们来到第三篇。
Amen. Tonight we're at message three.
第三篇的信息是神福音的结构。
And message three is the structure of the gospel of God.
神福音的结构有三方面。
And there are three aspects of the structure of the gospel of God.
第一方面是神的义。
The first one is the righteousness of God.
第二个结构是基督的生命。
The second one is the life of Christ.
第三个就是信徒的信。
And the third is the faith of the believers.
我们开始的时候，请大家把第一大点一同宣读。
Oh, so let's begin by reading Roman numeral 1. All together.
Concerning the gospel of God, in Romans 1:17.
Amen. Amen. Righteous shall have life and live by faith.
好，罗马一章十七节启示了神福音的结构。
Amen. Romans 1:17 reveals the structure of the gospel of God.
义人的义啊，说出神的义。
The righteous speaks of the righteousness of God.
得生命的生，就是基督的生命。
And this life depicts the life of Christ.
本于信的信，就是信徒的信。
And this live by faith is the faith of the believers.
这个罗马一章啊，十七节是了不得的一处圣经。
Romans 1:17 is such a wonderful verse.
我们一般很轻率的以为是很平常的话。
Many of us think that this is an ordinary verse.
注意啊，李弟兄说这是神福音的要句。
Remember that Brother Lee said this is a key verse of the God's economy.
而且说到是神永远经纶的标语。
And it says it is the banner of God's eternal economy.
我们知道啊，李弟兄在他执事的末了。
And we know that at the end of our Brother Lee's ministry,
特别说到神的经纶，就是神成为人。
It speaks about he spoke about God's eternal economy is God becoming man.
为着要使人在生命和性情上，但不在神格上成为神。
So that men may become God in life, but not in life and nature, but not in the Godhead.
神成为人
God
是借着他的经过过程。
God became man is through the process.
神经过了成为肉体、人性生活、钉十字架、复活、升天等等的过程。
Amen. So he went through the process of human living, crucifixion, resurrection, etc.
终极完成赐生命的灵
and become the life-giving spirit.
将他神圣的生命分赐到我们的里面
So he dispensed his divine life into us.
然后呢，这生命在人的里头啊，就要使人在生命和性情上来成为神
This life within us causes us to become God in life.And nature.
来产生构成基督的身体
And to consummate into the body of Christ.
终极完成新耶路撒冷
And consummate to the New Jerusalem.
那为什么这句话跟神永远的经纶那么密切的关系呢
So why does this verse have such an important relationship with God's economy?
如果大家有留意
If you pay attention here,
整个李弟兄的执事啊，到他末了的时候，
our Brother Lee's ministry toward the end,
94年他讲启示的高峰。
In 94, he spoke of the high peak truth.
到了96年呢、啊，如果大家有印象，他花很多的时间去讲啊，这个神完整的救恩。
So in 96, if you have this impression that he spoke lengthily about complete salvation of God.
神完整的救恩有法理的一面，也有生机的一面。
God's complete salvation has the judicial aspect and the organic aspect.
法理的一面是神救恩的手续。
So the judicial aspect is the procedure of God's complete salvation.
生机的一面是神救恩的成全。
So the organic aspect is the completion of it is for the completion of God's complete salvation.
那接着。神救恩的这两方面
through these two aspects of God's complete salvation
人就会在生命性情上成为与神一模一样
man can become God in life and nature
那法理的一面简单说就是赦罪洗罪称义和好圣别
Lord Jesus on the judicial side it's about the
赦罪
so the forgiveness of sins
洗罪
and the washing of our sins
称义
and the justification
和好
and the reconciliation yes
然后在地位上圣别
and on the being sanctified positionally I'm sorry
然后生机的一面
And
就包括了重生
and talks about the regeneration
圣别
and sanctification
这是指的性情上的
this is about our disposition yes
更新
and the renewing
变化
and the transformation
磨成
and the conformation
融化
and the glorification
那借着重生人就有神的生命
so through regeneration the man receive God's divine life
借着圣别人就有神的性情
through sanctification man receive God's nature
借着更新啊人就有了神的心思
through renewing man obtain God's mind
借着变化人就有了神的所事
through transformation and man receive what God is
借着磨成人就有了神的形象
through confirmation the man has the image of God
借着得荣人就有了神的荣耀
through glorification a man may receive the glory of God
这样人就在啊这么多方面成为与神一模一样
so through all these men may become God become just like God
弟兄姊妹你就看见这就是神成为人人成为神
soBrothers and sisters, you can see that this is how God became man and man became God.
这就是神永远的经纶。
This is God's eternal economy.
那这个罗马一章十七节呢?
So Romans 1:17
讲到义人的义。
This talks about the righteous.
特别强调就是法理的救赎。
It speaks of the judicial aspect of God's compensation.
讲到基督的生命。
And talks about the life of Christ.
特别就是讲到神生机的救恩
and it's talking about the organic salvation
那无论是法理救赎的一面和生机救恩的一面都需要有执实在我们身上啊被执实出来
Amen So both the judicial aspect and the organic aspect needs a substantiation in our living
那就是信徒的信
That isthe faith of the believers.
所以这样弟兄们就可以清楚了。
So now that brothers, you can understand.
罗马一章十七节是了不得的一处的圣经。
So Romans 1:17 is such a wonderful verse.
这一节圣经是福音的要句。
This verse is an important verse regarding gospel.
这一节圣经也是神永远经纶的标语。
And it is also the banner of God's eternal economy.
这个有的时候啊。我们要体会主的仆人呢、啊，他怎么来看一处圣经节
Sometimes we need to really comprehend on how the Lord's servant approached such a verse.
这个很多人对这节啊不陌生。
Many of us are not unfamiliar with this verse.
但是没有一个感觉，哎，神的经纶怎么是就这样呢
But we didn't have the feeling, oh, wow, this is God's eternal economy.
这一节大家也不陌生。
We are very familiar with this verse.
但是不多人会感觉到这是福音的要句。
But we never consider this to be an important verse regarding the gospel.
人如果不信
If you do not believe,
你就不可能啊，在基督里成为神的义。
Then you cannot become the righteousness of God in Christ.
你如果今天啊，不与主有生机的连结，活在信里。
If you do not have the organic union with Christ and to live in faith,
你就不可能经历啊神生机的救恩。
Then you cannot experience the organic salvation of Christ.
所以义人的义
So this the righteous
得生命并活着的这个生
shall have life and this life
本于信的信
and live by faith, this word faith.
哇，不得了。
Wow, wonderful.
短短的一处圣经节
So such a short verse here.
它是福音的要句。
And this is an important verse.
也是神永远经纶的标语。
And the banner of God's eternal economy.
那我要鼓励圣徒们啊。
I want to encourage you all.
要去体会它。
You need to really understand. 也要去领会它。To try to comprehend this.
我知道啊，很多人，很早就会背这节圣经。
I know many of us can recite this verse.
但是从来没有觉得这一节啊，这个虽然觉得这节很宝贝。
Even though we feel this is a treasured verse.
但是没有觉得这节那么大。
But we never consider this verse to be so grand.
哇，大到一个整个神永远的经纶就浓缩在这一节里面。
It is so grand that the eternal economy of God can be condensed into this one verse.
要使我们成为一。
For us to become one.
三一神一定要经过过程。
The triune God has to go through a process.
一定要为我们钉死在十字架上。
Has to be nailed on the cross for us.
一定要为我们复活。
And has to be resurrected for us.
圣经上说他的复活是为着使我们得称义。
The Bible says his resurrection is for our justification.
还必须他要成为赐生命的灵。
And then he has to become the life-giving spirit.
才能进到我们里面。
So that he may enter into us.
叫我们得生命。
So that we can receive his life.
这个生命在我们的里面。
This life within us.
还要带我们长大。
And cause us to grow.
不仅有重生。
And not only to be regenerated.And to be sanctified,
还要更新,
to be renewed,
还要变化,
to be transformed,
还要磨成,
to be conformed,
还要融化,
and to be glorified.
你看啊, 有神成为人,
so God becoming man,
有人成为神,
and man may become God.
你觉得怎么样呢?
What do you think?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
在罗马书, 自中就产生了基督的身体。
So in Romans, we can see the body of Christ.
显为在众地方的召会。
Manifested in all the localities.
简单说这一节。
So this one verse.
以后我们要把它放大，放大，再放大。
We need to magnify, magnify, and magnify.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
罗马一章十七节。
Romans 1:17.
义人必本于信。得生并活着。
Amen. The righteous shall have life and live by faith.
这里启示了福音的结构有三方面。
And this shows us the structure of the gospel of God has three aspects.
神的义。
The righteousness of God.
第二，基督的生命。
Two, the life of Christ.
第三，信徒的信。
And third, the faith of the believers.
而且这个就是神永远经纶的标语。
And this is the banner of God's eternal economy.
好不好啊？
Is this good?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
好，第二大点，我们一同读。
Okay, let's read Roman numeral 2 together.
The righteousness of God is the procedure.
大家也可以顺便看一下第三大点。
And then you can also, let's read Roman numeral 3 together.
The life of Christ is the purpose of God's salvation.
Amen.
你看，一个是法理上的手续。
So this is a...Judicial procedure.
一个是生机上的目的。
So another one is an organic purpose.
我到现在还非常有印象。
I still recall vividly.
李弟兄在96年第一个的特会就是华语特会的时候。
So in the first conference of the year 1996.
他说到神完整的救恩有法理和生机的两面。
Brother Lee spoke of the two aspects of the complete salvation of God, which is judicial redemption and organic salvation.
法理的一面是神救恩的手续。
So the judicial side is the procedure of God's salvation.
借基督的救赎使神的救恩完全合乎他公义律法的要求。
再一次。
Sorry.
Amen. Amen.
法理的一面是神救恩的手续。借基督的救赎
through the redemption of Christ,
使神的救恩
so that God's salvation
完全合乎他公义律法的要求
can satisfy God's righteous, the requirement of God's righteousness.
生机的一面是神救恩的成全
so the organic aspect is for the for the complete salvation. Yes.
借基督的生命
and through the life of Christ
使信徒在神的生命里长大变化而成熟
so that the believers can grow in this life and mature
你看啊这个纲要也就这样编写的
so this is how this particular outline is constructed
头一个就讲到神的救恩神的义是他法理上的手续
It talks about the righteousness of God is the procedure of God's salvation judicially.
好，第一重点，一同读。
So the first point of Roman numeral 2, let's read it together. God cannot forgive without meeting the demands of his righteousness. According to his righteousness, the soul who sins, he shall die. And the wages of sin is death.
这个神不能够随便赦免人的。
So God cannot forgive indiscriminately.
因为神是公义的。
Because God is righteous.
常常有人误会啊，诶，神不是爱吗？
So many people will misinterpret this, thinking that God is love.
神是爱。
Yes, God is love.
但是神的爱不能够抵触神是公义。
But God's love cannot go against the righteousness of God.
在地上人类中间呢，几乎不可能啊，义跟爱两全的。
So in amongst men, there is no way that you can cover both love and righteousness at the same time.
是不是啊？
Isn't that right?
在历史上
，in history, throughout history,
我们看了很多啊，大义就灭亲了。
We saw, you know, many times through trying to satisfy righteousness that they have to sacrifice love.
然后我们也看到这个在司法的审判里。
And also through civil cases.
这个法官不能够审理啊几等亲以内的亲属。
That's right. And for example, a judge cannot preside over a case where the defendant is of his blood relatives.
就是怕他爱太多了，判决就很轻了。
It's so that he cannot be truly unbiased.
神一面是爱。
So on one hand, God is love.
神一面是公义。
On the other hand, he is righteous.
按着公义，神不能够随便赦免人。
Because of his righteousness, he cannot forgive men indiscriminately.
而且照着圣经说，
and according to the Bible,
这个罪的工价就是死。
The wages of sin is death.
犯罪的人必要死亡。
Those who have sinned must die.
死还没有嘞，还没有结束嘞。
And the death of it is not the end either.
死后还有审判。
And after death, there is judgment.
神是公义的。
God is righteous.
他不能够随便赦免人。
He cannot just forgive indiscriminately.
第一小点。
The first subpoint, point one. Christ died a vicarious death as the substitute for sinner.
The death that was evil according to God's law and was recognized and approved by God according to the law.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
神的爱。
God's love.
就是使他自己来替我们罪人来成为罪
causes him to become the sin on our behalf
应该是我们死的
it should have been us who died
但是他却为我们完成了代死的
but he himself died on our behalf
而且他这个死是完全合乎神公义的律法
and this death satisfies completelyGod's righteousness requirements.
也是神的律法所承认并称许的。
And this is also what it's recognized and approved by God according to the law.
在旧约里
in the Old Testament,
以赛亚书五十三章
Isaiah 53,
早就说到他为我们的过犯要受疮。
It speaks of the fact that he has to be wounded because of our transgressions.
要为我们的罪孽压伤。
He will be crushed because of our iniquities.
因他受的刑罚。
And by his stripes.
我们可以得平安。
And the chastening for our peace.
因他受的鞭伤。
And by his stripes.
我们可以得医治。
And we have been healed.
哎呀，我们都如羊走迷啊，个人偏行己路。
We are like sheep, you know.We have wandered around in our ways.
但是耶和华使我们众人的罪都归在他身上。
Right, but Jehovah has caused the iniquity of us all to fall on him.
犯罪的一定要死。
Those who sin has to die.
但是基督他为我们代死。
But Jesus Christ died on our behalf.
就叫我们可以免除死。
So that we can, we do not have to die then.
好，下一个小点。
Next point. Christ, the righteous one, was judged on behalf of us, the unrighteous, by the righteous God, according to his righteousness, so that Christ might remove the barrier of our sins and bring us to God, making us the righteousness of God in him.
他是义的。
He is the righteous one.
只有义的可以代替我们这些不义的。
Only the righteous one can substitute for the unrighteous.
在他是没有罪的。
Because he is without sin.
连他受比拉多审判的时候。
Even when he was put on trial by Pilate.
这个圣经记载啊，比拉多最少三次提他提到，这个人是没有罪的。
Even the Bible said that Pilate himself.Said at least three times this man was without sin.
他是义的。
And he is righteous.
来代替我们这个不义的。
To substitute on behalf of us, the unrighteous.
为公义的神按着他公义来审判。
Amen. So that he can be judged by this righteous God.
好，除去我们的拦阻。
So that he may remove the barriers.
引我们到神面前。
And bring us to God.
叫我们在他里面来成为神的义。
So, thus making us the righteousness of God in him.
好，下一点。
So, next point. On the cross, Jesus was made sin for us, condemned sin in the flesh, and by dying on our behalf, fulfilled all of God's righteousness. Now, for the sake of his righteousness,God must forgive us.
这个公义啊，对神，对我们是有要求的。
So this righteousness has a requirement for us.
但是呢，这个基督已经满足了神公义律法的要求。
But Christ has satisfied all the requirements.
今天，照着神的义来说，他就必须要赦免我们。
So because of this, he has to forgive us.
Hallelujah. 这是宇宙中的一个大福音。
This is a great gospel in the universe.
他满足了神公义律法的要求。
Because he satisfied all the righteous requirements.
他为我们成了罪。
He became sin for us.
好叫我们能够在他里面成为神的义。
So that we may become righteousness of God in him.
今天神在为着他义的缘故，他必须赦免我们。
Because of his righteousness, he has to forgive us.
Amen.
Amen.
好，第二重点一同读。
Okay, point B together. Because God is bound by his righteousness to forgive us, righteousness is the power of God's salvation and the unshakable foundation of our salvation.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
神的公义对我们有要求。
So even though God's righteousness has a requirement upon us,
但是神的公义对他也有束缚。
But this righteousness also constrains him.
一面来说，神的公义啊，要求人。
On one hand, the righteousness of God became a requirement for us.
一面，神的公义也束缚他自己。
On the other hand, this righteousness constrained himself.
基督已经啊，满足了神公义的要求。
Because Christ has satisfied God's righteous requirements.
为我们钉死。在十字架上
and has been crucified on the cross.
他作为这个义的，已经代替我们这个不义的。
Because this righteous one has died for us, the unrighteous.
那今天神在他的义里
，So today, God in His righteousness,
必他要受束缚
has to be constrained.
他必须要赦免我。
He has to forgive us.
今天很多人呢、啊，这个是。想他的罪得到神的赦免了。
So today many people seek to have his sin forgiven.
但是呢，我们这得救之后呢，这不小心常常啊也落在罪中。
But even though we have been saved, we would still many times fall back into sin.
就有一点不太放心了。
And then so we started, you know, wondering.
是不是我还要再得救
？Should I get saved again?
啊。事实上，基督一次为我们钉在十字架。
But in reality, Christ has died for us once and for all.
就成了永远救恩的根源。
And becomes the foundation of this eternal salvation.
这个我们信徒信主之后不胜啊再有犯罪。
So us we the believers, even though we may sin after we are saved,
我们只要认自己的罪。
We just need to confess our sins.
神是信实的
，God is righteous.
必要赦免我们的罪。
And he will forgive us of our sins.
洗去我们一切的不义。
Wash away all the unrighteous.
我再说，神的义是神救恩的大能。
I have to say that.The righteousness is the power of God's salvation.
也是我们的救恩不可动摇的根基。
And the unshakable foundation of our salvation.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
今天啊，为着神的义，我们感谢他。
Because of His righteousness, we will thank the Lord.
第一小点。
Point number one. Our experience of Christ rests on the foundation of God's righteousness.Which is the solid, steadfast, and unshakable foundation of his throne, and the base on which his kingdom is built.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们有非常稳固的根基。
We have a solid foundation.
就是神的义。
That is the righteousness of God.
在诗篇八十九篇十四节说。
Psalms 89:14 said,
神的义是神宝座的根基。
Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne.
神是受公义的约束。
And God is constrained by his own righteousness.
今天呢，感谢赞美主。
Thank the Lord. Today,
这个义对我们来说是非常稳固的。
And this righteousness is solid toward us.
第二小点。
Second point, God has put Christ to death on our behalf. He has recognized the death of Christ as the full payment of our debt of sins. And the resurrected and ascended Christ sitting at the right hand of God is the receipt of this payment.
这个基督的死啊,
So the death of Christ
已经付了我们的罪债。
Became the payment of our debt of sins.
但是他的复活,
But his resurrection,
乃是啊,神接受了这个还债的收据,
and is the receipt of this payment.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
今天啊,我们所有的问题全部解决。
Today, all of our problems have been solved.
第三小点。
Point number three. Thus, whenever we claim the blood of Jesus and appeal to God's righteousness,He has no choice except to forgive us.
是的，今天神除了赦免我们以外，别无选择。
God has no choice but to forgive us.
所以我们可以经常啊诉诸神的义。
So we can appeal to God's righteousness.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
神一定要赦免我们。
God has to forgive us.
因为基督已经付了我们的罪债。
Because Christ has paid the debt of our sins.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
好，第三。
Point number C. Life is the goal of God's salvation. Thus, justification is of life. Through justification, we have come up to the standard of God's righteousness and correspond with it so that now he can impart his life into us.
这个罗马五章第十八节是这样说。
Romans 5:18 said,
借着一次的义行，众人都被称义得生命了。
So then, as it was through one offense unto condemnation to all men, so also it was through the one righteous act unto justification of life to all men.
这一节说出称义的目的，乃是叫我们得生命。
This verse spoke of the fact that the purpose ofbeing justified is so that we can gain life.
那反过来说，称义不过是个手续。
So thus, being justified is a procedure.
目的目标乃是叫我们得生命。
The goal is for us to receive this divine life.
好，第三大点。
So Roman numeral three together, the life of Christ is the purpose of God's salvation organically.
我们要很强的来领会基督的生命是神。救恩在生机上的目的。
We need to have a clear realization of this fact that the life of Christ is the purpose of God's salvation organically.
Amen. 好，第一。
Point number A. The result of our justification is the full enjoyment of God in Christ as our life. In God's organic salvation, we have love, grace, peace, hope, life, glory, the Holy Spirit, Christ, and God as our enjoyment.
罗马书第五章一到十一节乃是说到称义的结果。
So Romans 5:1-11 spoke of the result of being justified.
那在五章一到十一节这里所提到的结果里，一共有啊九项。
So in these 11 verses, there are nine fruit of this justification.
有爱，有恩典，有和平。
So love, grace, and peace.
有盼望，有生命，有荣耀。
And hope, life, and glory.
也有圣灵、基督和神。
And Holy Spirit, Christ, and God.
因着称义啊，我们就能够享受这些包罗万有的丰富。
Because of this justification, we can enjoy this all-inclusive riches.
好，再往下第二。
Point number B. The saving life of Christ is accomplishing the organic goal of God's dynamic salvation. In the following ways.
好，这以下记了十个点。
So there are 10 points below.
都是记载在罗马书的。
They're all from the book of Romans.
那我们可以看到，这个在罗马书，提到的这些生机救恩的目标是很完整。
So we can see that this in Romans it is a complete picture of God's complete salvation.
好，第一。
So point number one.We have been justified by God in Christ as the righteousness from God to us, so that we may live in this life before God.
这是用啊，罗马一章十七节。
So this is through Romans 1:17.
义人必本于信得生并活着。
But the righteous shall have life and live by faith.
我们得生命是为着要活在神的面前。
The fact that we The reason why we receive the life is so that we can live before Him.
好，第二。
Point number two. This life makes the God-justified believers the many sons of God, who are the many brothers of Christ through regeneration by the Spirit of life, with God's producing and multiplying life.
这里主要是根据啊，罗马书第八章第十四节。
This is primarily from Romans 8:14.
凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿子。
Right, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God.
明明我们是罪人。
How come we were sinners?
得称义已经很宝贝了。
It's already been such a high privilege to be justified.
我们会是神的儿子吗？
Are we really sons of God?
所以很多的基督徒还不信这件事。
So,there are many Christians who do not believe this fact.
他们说我们是神的儿子，是神的养子。
So we are his adopted sons.
你比如说，
so for example,
有人没有子嗣啊，他就领养了孩子啊，做他的孩子。
So someone who cannot bear children, so they adopted some children.
那这个人在别人的面前也说我是某某人的儿子。
So this person, this adopted son.Can still claim I am the son of so and so.
那这个人是某某人的儿子啊，并没有，那个人的生命和性情。
But this adopted son does not have the life and nature of his adopted father.
但是圣经明的说，我们是神的儿子。
Amen. But the Bible clearly says we are the sons of God.
罗马书八章二节还说
，Romans 8:2 also said
生命的灵。
For the law of the Spirit of life.
这个灵啊，分赐到我们的里面。
So this Spirit of life has been dispensed into us.
使我们得重生。
So that we can be regenerated.
来成为基督的许多弟兄。
And to become the many brethren of Jesus.
你从罗马书这几处的圣经节。
So in these few verses in Romans.
你就能读出来，我们得重生，成了神的儿子。
So you can apprehend.That through regeneration we become the sons of God.
好，第三。
Point number three together. This life is imparted into the dying believers, so that they may grow in Christ, out of death unto maturity.
罗马书八章第十一节非常宝贝。
Romans 8:11 is very precious.
说到他要赐生命给我们必死的身体。
Say he that he will give life to our mortal bodies.
他的生命不仅分赐到我们的灵里面。
So this life not only is dispensed into our spirit.
叫我们的灵是生命。
So that our spirit can be enlivened.
要分赐到我们的魂里，我们的心思里。
But also to be dispensed into our soul, our mind,
叫我们满了生命,
so that we can be full of life.
还要分赐到我们这个必死的身体里,
but also to our mortal bodies.
叫我们在生命中长大,
so that we can grow in life.
至终脱离死, and, 而达到成熟,
right, to escape death and reach the maturity in life.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
这也是罗马书。
This is also Romans.
然后我们再看第四。
Now let's come to point number four.The indwelling Christ moves in the believers by the Spirit of life, so that they may enjoy Christ's life with its peace.
在罗马书第八章第五节到第六节。
So Romans 5:8, verse 5-6.
说到我们呢，凭着生命之灵，在我们里面的运行。
So it speaks about through the Spirit, we can live according to the Spirit.
照着灵而行的
to walk by the Spirit,
心思置于灵的
so that our mind set on the Spirit,
我们就能够享受基督的生命
and we can enjoy the life of Christ,
也能够享受这生命的平安
and enjoy the peace of this life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
好，第五
Point number five. This life sanctifies us with the holy nature of God as the holy element.
这里是讲到圣别
This talks about the sanctification.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
不仅我们能够享受生命
Not only we can enjoy life,
享受生命里的平安
and enjoy this peace in this life,
我们还能够被神圣别
we can also be sanctified.
这个圣别是性情上的事
This sanctified is in our nature.
这是罗马书摸到的
And this is also touched on by Romans.
然后第六
Then point number six.This life renews us by the Spirit of life, based upon the washing of regeneration, from the old element of our old man into the new constitution of our new man.
好，这里讲到更新。
This talks about the renewing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
这个罗马书非常宝贝啊，关于神完整救恩的每一面，罗马书全部读到。
Romans is such a precious book. It touched upon every aspect of God's complete salvation.
讲到更新
talks about the renewing.
这个罗马十二章第二节
Romans 12, and chapter 12, verse 2.
说我们只要心思更新而变化
To be transformed by the renewing of the mind.
如何更新呢？
How do you get renewed?
保罗在提多书三章五节说
Paul says in Titus 3:5
借着重生的洗涤和圣灵的更新
and through the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit
这是一个接续的过程
This is a continuing process
一面洗
So on one hand we wash
一面更新我们
On the other hand there's a renewing
就将我们从旧人的旧元素啊更新到新人的新构成
Amen So itTransfers us from the old elements of our old man into the constitution of the new man.
好，第七。
Point number seven. This life transforms us metabolically by the Spirit of life with the elements of Christ's divine life from our old constitution to our new constitution for the building up of Christ's organic body.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
第七是讲到变化。
So the seventh point speaks about the transformation.
那保罗在罗马十二章二节讲变化，目的是第五节讲到的身体。
好、oh, the transformation in Romans 12:2 is about the body.
就是变化是为着你和弟兄姊妹可以建造。
The transformation is so that you can be built up with other saints in the body.
借着这个新陈代谢的变化
through this metabolic process
我们能够变化成为新的构成
we can become of a new constitution
这个保罗在灵后三章十八节
so in 2 Corinthians 3:18
也说到他如何变化。
It talks about how this transformation takes.
他是以没有帕子遮蔽的脸来观看主。
So that we with unveiled face to beholding, and reflecting the glory of the Lord.
好像这个镜子来看主。
It's like a mirror reflecting.
这个镜子看什么就反照什么。
So the mirror will reflect whatever it beholds.
他来到神的面前呢、啊，基督的面前，就像没有像镜子一样没有遮蔽。
So when we come, so when Paul come before the Lord, it's he's like an unveiled mirror.
所以他就渐渐变化成为与主同样的形象。
So that he can be transformed into the same image as the Lord.
从一种程度的荣耀，啊。再变化成另一种程度的荣耀。
From one level of glory to another level of glory.
如同从主的灵变化成的。
Even as from the Lord's Spirit.
感谢赞美主。
Thank the Lord.
我们都需要经过变化。
We all need to be transformed.
好与弟兄姊妹能够、啊、建造在一起。
So that we may be built up with all the saints.
好，第八。
Amen. Point number eight. This life conforms us to the image of Christ.As the firstborn son of God, so that we may be full-grown God-man for the triune God's expression.
罗马八章第二十九节是说到神要将我们磨成神儿子的形象。
Amen. Romans 8:29 speaks of the fact that he wants to conform us to the image of his son.
好叫他的儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
So that he may be the firstborn among many brothers.
那也就是说，我们是磨成神长子的形象。
Which, in other words, means that we are to be conformed to the firstborn.
然后使我们成为长成的神人，来彰显三一神。
So that we may become full-grown God-man for the triune God's expression.
好，第九。
Point number nine.This life glorifies us through the redemption of our body, so that we may enter into the freedom of glory and our full sonship.
好，第九就是荣化。
Point number nine speaks about glorification.
这个是借着我们的身体得赎。
It's through the redemption of our body.
啊，今天呢、啊，我们的身体啊，是我们一大的问题、啊。
So our bodies are one big problem in us.
是必朽坏的。
It is, it's corruptible.
但是感谢赞美主。
But thank the Lord.
神的救恩至终要对付这个必朽坏的身体。
Amen. God's salvation eventually will deal with this corruptible body.
叫我们这个必朽坏的成为不朽坏的。
So that it may cause this corruptible body to become incorruptible.
必死的成为不死的。
This the mortal becomes immortal.
卑贱的要成为荣耀的。
This of a lowliness to be of a highly to be honored. I'm sorry.
然后呢，这个，感谢赞美主。
Amen. Thank the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
融化我们，使我们能够进入荣耀的自由和我们完满的儿子名分里。
So that we may enter into the freedom of glory and our full sonship.
在罗马书讲到神的儿子啊，有三个词。
There are three special phrases in Romans that speaks to the sonship.
第一个是神的儿女。
First is about the children of God.
第二是神的儿子。
And second is the sons of God.
第三个是神的后嗣。
And third is the heirs of God.
这就是神完满的儿子名分。
These are the full sonship.
我们不光是重生的神的儿女。
Not only are we the regenerated children of God.
我们也要成为长大的神的儿子。
We also need to be the full-grown sons of God.
我们也要成为成熟，来完全承受神的后嗣。
So that we can be full-grown, matured heirs of God.
好，第十。
好 ，point number ten. This life.Makes us reign as kings over Satan, sin, and death.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
至终，我们能够在生命中作王。
Ultimately, we will reign as kings.
这个作王啊，不是辖管弟兄姊妹。
To reign as kings does not mean that we reign over other saints.
是掌管撒旦。
It's to reign over Satan.
掌管罪。
Reign over sin.
Reign
over death.
然后十一点说以上十个项目。
So point number 11 says all the above 10 items
都是为着产生并建造基督生机的身体。
Are for the producing and building up of the organic body of Christ.
然后彰显为众地方教会。
Expressed as the local churches.
这是罗马书末了五章所论到的。
This is covered in the last five chapters of the books of Romans.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
大家有没有发现在罗马书
Have you now discovered in the book of Romans?
开始说到义人必本于信得生并活着。
Speaks of the righteous shall live, have life and live by faith.
一章到四章。
So from chapter 1 through chapter 4,
就说到人是一个罪人。
Talks about man was a sinner.
基督如何为我们这个罪人死。
How Christ died for this sinner.
然后满足神公义律法的要求
to satisfy the righteous requirement of God
就叫我们能够得称义
so that we may be justified
我们就成了那个义人了
so that we can become the righteous
Hallelujah
Hallelujah
然后接着呢
then
从第五章到第八章
from chapter 5 to chapter 8
我们不光得称义
not only are we justified
这个称义是叫我们得生命
so this justification is for us to receive this life
然后在这些的章节里
And in these verses,
我们可以读出我们重生。
We can see that we are regenerated.
我们可以读出我们圣别。
We can see that we have been sanctified.
我们可以读出我们被更新。
We can see that we are being renewed.
我们可以读出我们被变化。
And we are being transformed.
我们也可以读出我们被磨成。
And we are being conformed.
我们也可以读出我们得荣耀。
And we will be glorified.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
这是罗马书啊。
This is Book of Romans.
啊，接下去就看见了基督的身体。
Now then we see the body of Christ.
那在最末了四章就看见身体显在众地方召会。
So in the last four chapters we see the body of Christ manifest in many localities.
所以李弟兄啊是很喜欢罗马书的。
So Brother Lee really likes the Book of Romans.
我如果印象不差
If I recall correctly,
不知道对不对哈？这个生命读经啊
，I think in the
罗马书是相当早讲的。
It's one of the first few books that was spoken about in the life studies.
是不是第一个讲的？我没有印象，但是相当早讲的。
I cannot remember if it was the first life studies, but it will be one of the top few.
而且呢
，and also
大家。可能不知道
And you may not know this
这个书房啊LSM 这个书房啊
So Living Stream
做了一大堆关于罗马书生命读经啊这个作为追求材料
Has produced many materials for the saints to pursue the book of Romans
这个1982年，我第一次来到美国参加这个夏季训练。
So in 1982, when I came to the States to attend my first summer training.
那因着在训练之后呢，我在书房上帮忙配搭服侍一下。
So I was helping with some of the services in the bookstore.
所以书房的弟兄们呢，很得鼓励啊。就说林弟兄，你要什么东西你自己拿啊。
So the serving ones were quite encouraged that I was there to help them. So they say, well, you know, have a pick, whatever you like.
我哪里敢拿
？So how dare can I try to？ 啊，
所以弟兄就陪我，走到一个地方就拿两本，走到一个地方再拿两本。
So the brothers took me through the shelves and picked two and picked two here and picked two there.
那一次我来到美国是。历史上大丰收。
That was, I had a great collection coming back to Taiwan.
那我是好几箱的书。
I had several boxes of worth of books.
那其中最特别的一件事。
The most unique ones.
就是罗马书的生命读经。
It's the life study of Romans.
是做这个 letter size。
It was in letter size.
哦，就这么大。
It's about this big.
一本
one book
那不是给我一本
not just one book
给我两箱带回去、
two boxes full of these
那现在要问
Now I ask you.
那个没有出书。
So that is not printed in.
却印了那么多，那个做什么
？So why do they print so many of them？
就是李弟兄很宝贝他所讲的罗马书生命读经。
It is because Brother Lee really treasured this message that he spoke regarding Romans.
就是广泛的要弟兄姊妹就去追求了。
He wishes that many saints can pick this up and pursue on their own.
就送给弟兄姊妹。
Is to be given out to the saints.
Amen.
Amen.
到李弟兄的晚年。
Toward the end of Brother Lee's life,
特别是96年
especially in 1996,
他又讲罗马书
and he spoke about the book of Romans again.
华语特会罗马书
Chinese conference is about the book of Romans.
一直到96年的冬季训练
and the winter training of 1996,
他讲到基督的人性
he talks about the humanity of Christ.
以及啊，他讲罗马书里生机的救恩
and talks about the organic salvation in the book of Romans.
再一次的讲罗马书
one more time he spoke about the book of Romans.
到97年
and in 97,
就是他离世的那一年
the year when he passed away,
华语特会的时候
the Chinese conference,
给他一个很好的主题
it's such a great title,
还是罗马书
still the book of Romans,
经历神生机的救恩
to experience God's organic salvation,
等于在基督的生命里作王
Equals reigning in life.
Amen.
Amen.
所以我们盼望弟兄姊妹啊，你看看这个。
So I wish the saints that when you read this outline,
这个短短的，就是罗马书一章十七节。
It's just this one short verse, Romans 1:17.
必本于信得生并活着。
The righteous shall have life and live by faith.
义人一章到四章罗马书。
The righteous, chapter 1-4.
然后呢，这个得生命并活着
，and have life and live by faith，
就包括、啊、重生、圣别、更新、变化、磨成、荣化。
And it talks about which means the regeneration, sanctifying, renewing, transformation, etc. You can find this all in the book of Romans.
然后产生身体就十二章。
And then from chapter 12, he speaks about producing the body of Christ.
然后显为众地方教会。
And manifest in many local churches.
这是罗马书。
This is Romans.
哈利路亚！
哈利路亚！
感谢赞美主。
Amen. Thank the
Lord. 好，现在第四大点。
Now Roman numeral four. The faith of the believers is the substantiation of God's salvation practically.
信徒的信乃是神的救恩在实行上的执实。
So the faith of the believers is the substantiation of God's salvation or practically.
这个执实啊，这个词用得非常好。
This word substantiation is such a wonderful word.
一个看不见的东西。
Something that you cannot see.
但是你有一个能力把它执实出来。
But you have this ability to substantiate it.
你譬如说
So for example, sound.
看不见。
You cannot hear sound.
摸不着。
You cannot touch sound.
但是我们的耳朵能够把它执实出来。
But our ears can substantiate this sound.
你譬如说
Or for example,
气味
smell.
是啊。看不见也摸不着。
You cannot touch, you cannot see.
但人体有一个鼻子，有这个执实的功能。
So our nose, can substantiate the smell.
那同样的
，So
信徒的信
，In the same way, the faith of the believers
就是神救恩的执实。
It is the substantiation of God's salvation.
Amen.
Amen.
好，第一。
Point number eight.The faith of the believers is actually not their own faith, but Christ entering into them to be their faith.
好，这个信徒的信啊，其实不是啊，他们自己的信。
So the faith of the believers is not; it's actually not their own faith.
乃是基督进到他们里面，做了他们的信。
But Christ entering into them to be their faith.
在圣经里头，很多的地方。
There are many places.
譬如说，罗马三章第二十二节。
So, for example, Romans 3:22.
神的义借着信基督耶稣基督归于一切信的人。
Righteousness of God through the faith of Jesus Christ to all those who believe.
在原文里啊，这个信耶稣基督。
So in the original text.
这个直接的翻译啊是。借着在基督耶稣里的信
It is through the the faith of Jesus Christ in us.
也就是说这个信啊,
which means
不是我们的信,
this faith is not of us.
乃是他的信,
it's his faith.
就是他进到我们里面,
because he has entered
into us,
becomes the faith that is in us.
有没有搞糊涂啊?
Did I confuse you?
第二一同读。
好, point number B. Our believing into Christ is our appreciation of him.As a reaction to his attraction.
好，第三也一同读。
And also point C. Faith comes out of the hearing of the word. When we come to the living word, Christ, in the written word, the Bible, he becomes the applied word, the spirit of faith to us.
这个信其实就是真赏。
好, this faith really is the appreciation.
那你怎么会珍赏呢?
Why do you appreciate something?
乃是听见话。
It's because of the hearing of the word.
难怪在加拉太书。
No wonder in Galatians.
说到我们听信福音。
It spoke about our hearing of the faith.
不光说是听福音,他也说是信福音。
And it's the hearing of the gospel and the believing of the gospel.
他把这个听跟信而连起来。
The hearing and the believing are combined together there.
这个有一天呢，李弟兄做了一个比喻，很好。
So one time, Brother Lee gave this illustration.
说如果你啊到香港去
，If you happen to go to Hong Kong,
这个无意间呢、啊、经过了一个珠宝店。
So you pass through a jewelry store.
你也无意要买珠宝。
And you happen to be buying some jewelry.
但是呢，这个 那里的这个。客人 那里的这个店员啊很热心。
The clerks at that store are also very zealous trying to sell you something.
你对他说我不懂我不要买。
Then you just say to him, no, I do not understand how this works.
好他说没关系我教你看。
So the clerk will say, well, it's okay, I can teach you how to appreciate.
你看看啊这个。
So look at this.
为什么价值好呢?
Why is this one much more expensive than that one?
就是没有瑕疵。
That one is without blemish.
你看清楚啊，那个有瑕疵。
Look at this one right here. There's a blemish.
那为什么这个又比它好呢?
But what is this one better than that one then?
你呢慢慢看呢，慢慢看。
You just look at this.
钱就掏出来去买了。
Then you will take out your money and buy it.
这个可以表达一件。一件事。
So this can illustrate one thing.
所以人今天要得救啊。
When man needs, when man is saved,
其实人是没有信的。
It's because man is without faith.
但是呢，我们要传福音。
So that we should preach the gospel.
如果没有传福音，就没有听的。
If we do not preach, there is no hearing of the word.
没有听的就没有信。
Without the hearing, there is no believing.
2016年。
So in 2006.
这个第一次的特会。
2016 in.The first conference.
主题就是福音。
The topic is gospel.
我们不光要有福音的认识。
Not only should we have the understanding of the gospel.
我们也要有福音的托付。
We should also have the burden to preach the gospel.
人人要起来传福音。
All should rise up to preach the gospel.
千万不要说人不能信。
Don't say that man will not believe.
哎呀，我的配偶啊，他绝对不会信耶稣。
My spouse will never believe.
你如果这样讲，他就永远不会信。
If you say this, then he or she will never believe.
你一个要祷告。
First, you need to pray.
要相信神的救恩是以家做单位。
You need to believe that the salvation, the unit of God's salvation is by households.
有一天呢、啊，这个有一位弟兄问李弟兄。
So one time, a brother asked Brother Lee,
到底啊，这个全家得救这个家范围有多广？
Just how wide is this unit of a household in God's salvation?
那李弟兄很简单一个回答。
So Brother Lee gave him a very simple answer.
你信心的度量有多广？
How wide or how broad is your faith?
它就有多广。
And then how broad is that household?
有人认为我的家就是我和我的孩子。
So someone may think
that
my household is me and my descendants only.
但有人认为我的家是包含我父母。
And someone will say, my household is myself and my parents.
也包含我的兄弟姐妹。
My siblings.
他就向主要。
And so he will ask this from the Lord.
主啊，你的救恩是以全家做单位。
Didn't you say that the salvation is by household?
哎，至终啊，你全家都会得救。
So that entire household is saved.
最怕就是我们连信都没有。
So what is the worst thing that can happen is that you yourself do not believe.
这个，而且呢，还说他一定不会得救。
And even you yourself say he will never get saved.
那就绝对不会得救。
That's the worst part. He will never get saved.
这个我们新的一年呢，我们都要向主要。
So this is a new year, and we should have a renewed, calling, from the Lord.
主啊，你的救恩是以家做单位。
Lord, the salvation is by household.
以色列人出埃及是一家一只羊羔。
So when the Israelites left Egypt, it is one lamb per household.
不是一个人一只羊羔。
Not one lamb per person.
神的救恩是要得着一个家。
God's salvation is to gain one household.
神是要得着全家做单位。
So that the entire household can be gained.
神不光得着拉合
，not just so that he can get Rahab，
也得着拉合的一家
，but also her entire household.
Amen.
Amen.
神的救恩是以家做单位。
The salvation is by household.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
好，第四。
好 ，Point D. When man hears Christ, knows him, appreciates him, and treasures him.He causes faith to be generated in man, becoming the faith in man that enables man to believe in him.
是的，我们要更多的听他。
Yes, we need to have more hearing.
更多的认识他。
To understand,
更多的欣赏他。
To know him, to appreciate him.
自然而然就会在人的里面发出信来。
So naturally, we would treasure him and cause his faith to be generated in us.
而且这个信就会成为我们信他的信。
And this faith will become the faith with which we believe.
好，第五。
Point E. Faith is to believe that God is and we are not. He must be the only one, the unique one in everything, and we must be nothing in everything.
信乃是信神是。
To believe, a faith is to believe that God is.
我们不是。
And that we are not.
宇宙中唯有他是。
Only he is in the universe.
今天很多人有一种祷告。
Many of us or many people have this kind of prayer.
主啊，你若医治我的病，我就信你。
If you heal my sickness, then I will believe you.
那好像是神不医治他，他就不是神。
Which means that if God does not heal you, then he is not God.
神不会因着你这样说，他就一定这样做。
God will not necessarily do things based on what you say.
神他是
because he is.
你我是不是
because we are not.
Amen.
Amen.
他为你做他是
when he does something for you, he is.
他不为你做他还是
he does not do something for you, he still is.
大家阿们吧
Do you amen?
那你相信神到底要信什么呢
？So what do you believe?
你要信神是。
You need to believe that He is.
哪怕你有病，你要求他。
Even if you are in sickness.
你还要说神啊，我相信你是。
Even that you still say, Lord God, I believe you that you are.
你为我做，我信你是。
If you do, then I believe that you are.
你不为我做，我也信你是。
Even if you do not, then I still believe that you are.
我信你是不因着你在我身上做与不做的影响。
Whether I believe you or believe you that you are does not depend on what you have done on me.
第六，作为信徒。
Point F. As believers, we live by faith and infuse Christ as faith into others by exercising our spirit of faith.So that they may be brought into the following organic relationships with Christ for His purpose.
哪些生机的关系呢
？What kind of organic relationships?
第一小点说，基督是栽种的橄榄树，也是葡萄树。
So the first point says Christ is the cultivated olive tree and the vine.
而我们是他的枝子。
And we are His branches.
第二说到基督是头。
And Point two says Christ is the head.
那我们是他的肢体。
And we are his members.
第三说到基督是生命的气。
And Christ
水,
is the breath of life, the water and the bread.
我们是呢,
and we are his breathers, drinkers and eaters.
第四, 基督是新郎。
And fourth, Christ is the bridegroom.
我们是新妇。
And we are his bride.
信就是与基督有生机的连结。
So to believe is to have an organic relationship with him.
我们就能够享受与他生机的关系。
And we need to enjoy this organic relationship.
第七。
G. Faith is the substantial applied to our being. Thus, just as nothing is impossible to God, nothing is impossible to faith.
在人不能，在神凡事都能。
Oh, in man, we cannot, but in God, anything is possible.
信就是把主观的神应用到我们身上。
Oh, to believe is to apply this God in our daily living.
信不是自信。
Oh, it is a self. Faith is not self-confidence.
是把主观的神应用到我们里面。
Is to apply the subjective God in us.
之中第八。
In point H, the great, irrepressible, and unlimited power of faith motivates thousands to suffer for the Lord, risk their lives, and become overcoming sent ones, and martyrs to spread the gospel of God's eternal economy unto the uttermost parts of the earth.
这个至终啊，这个信是有大能的。
So this faith is of a great power.
来推动我们呢，肯为主受苦。
To motivate us to suffer for the Lord.
传扬福音。
To preach the gospel.
直到地极。
Unto the uttermost part of the earth.
那今年是2016年。
This year is 2016.
这一次啊，这个主题非常提醒我们需要起来传扬福音。
So this topic should really motivate us to rise up to preach the gospel.
历世历代很多人都在这样的信里被主推动。
So throughout the ages, many were sent.
甚至冒了生命的危险。
And they risked their lives.
受苦。
And suffered.
到各地去传扬福音。
And they were sent to all over the earth.
但愿主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
这个新的一年提醒我们要起来传扬福音。
To remind us in this new year, beginning of the new year, to rise up to preach the gospel.
我仍然要用主的仆人一句话鼓励大家。
I want to encourage you all with a word of the Lord's servant.
李弟兄鼓励我们要有一种的健康的生活。
So Brother Lee encouraged us to have such a healthy living.
正常基督徒的生活。
对不起，再讲。
正常基督徒的生活。
A normal Christian living.
除了你天天要享受主读主的话。
Not only do we enjoy the Lord every day.
你要诚心。
You need to have a morning revival.
更重要的就是你一周最少要拿出两个小时来。
You have to take 2 hours out of your every week.
来传扬福音。
To preach the gospel.
大家阿们吧。
Do you amen?
这个信要推动我们去传扬福音。
This faith should motivate us.
因为这个不是道。
This is not a doctrine.
这个是啊，实行。
This is a practical matter.
愿主啊，这个激动我们的灵。
May the Lord motivate us.
都起来与他配合。
To cooperate with him.
我们鼓励圣徒们要有一点的宣告。
We wish to encourage saints to have a declaration.
一人一年带一人。
One person bring one person to save in 1 year.
大家阿们吧。
Do you amen?
一人一年带一人。
One person brings one person in 1 year.
很难吗？
Is this hard?
不难。
No.
你不要说他不能得救。
Don't say that this man cannot be saved.
没有人跟他传福音。
It is because nobody preached the gospel to him.
他缺少听见。
He is in need of hearing.
如果我们不传，就没人听。
If we do not preach, then no one will hear.
他没听，他就很难信。
And because he has not heard, he will not get saved.
我们现在发现啊，在美国校园工作做得非常好。
We have heard that there's we have heard the good report of the gospel work in the campuses.
各大校园都有留意跟青年人传福音。
And there are many works.With the young people in all the campuses.
但是除了校园以外呢?
But outside of campuses,
我们的福音啊就非常短缺。
Our gospel preaching seems to be lacking.
求主怜悯。
May the Lord have mercy.
今年是2016年。
This year is 2016.
我们忘掉过去。
Oh, let us forget what was behind us.
为着新的一年。
For this new year.
把自己更新的奉献给主。
Oh, to have a renewed consecration.
我不敢像你弟兄那样宣告。
Oh, I dare not to declare like Brother Lee.
呼召弟兄姊妹。
He called.From the saints.
今年愿意带五十个人受浸的站起来。
Stand up if he will bring 50 souls in this year.
我没有他的信心。
I do not have such a faith.
但是呢，我觉得弟兄姊妹啊，一人都可以带一人。
But I strongly believe that each and every one of us can bring one person.
因为现在才二月啊，现在才二月。
Because right now it's only February.
大家阿门吧。
Do you amen?
谁没有亲人呢？谁没有亲戚呢？
Who does not have relatives?
谁没有朋友呢？
Who does not have friends?
谁没有邻居呢？
Who does not have neighbors?
是不是啊？
Isn't that right?
我们和我们亲属的关系，
Our relationships with our relatives，
和朋友的关系，
With our friends，
不能仅仅是那种关系。
It is should not stop just there。
是不是能够把福音带给他的关系？
Can we bring gospel into it？
让他得重生来成为神的儿女呢？
So that this person can be regenerated to be children of God。
如果我们好好思考。
If we consider this in all seriousness,
我们能实行一人一年带一人。
We can practice one person bring one person another person in a year.
然后你所带的人一年又可以带一人。
And the person that you brought last year can bring another person this year.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
那十年可以多少人呢？
How many saints can we gain in 10 years?
是不是一千人？
I don't know. 1,000?
二的十次方嘛，
two to the tenth power.
第一年带一个人不就两个人了吗？
So first year, one becomes two.
这第一年，你带一个人，
one plus one，
两个人，
two.
然后第二年，两个人各带一个人，就是四个人。
So, two times two equals four.
然后第三年，四个人各带一个人，就是十六个人，没错。
Is that how it goes?
啊，十六个人各带一个。哎，写对不对
？Is this right?
不对，不对，不对，不对，四加四不是四乘四，二加二。
Okay, four plus four.
四加四。等于八个人。
Yeah.
第四年，八个加八个，就等于十六个人。
16.
第五年，十六个加十六个，就是三十二个人。第六年，三十二个加三十二个，等于六十四个人。
64.
第七，六十四加六十四，就是一百二十八人。
128.
哈利路亚。
哈利路亚。
第八年。一百二十八，加上一二八，就是两百五十六人。第九年，二五六加二五六，就五百一十二人。第十年，五百一十二加五百一十二，
的
一千零二十四人。哈利路亚！
哈利路亚！
这个芝加哥要买啊！好几个这个大会所。
The church in Chicago need to purchase additional meeting halls.
那个我们不光要有一种啊，赴海外啊，远地开展的灵。
We should not just have a spirit that to be sent out to abroad.
我知道圣徒们听到，哇，现在在希腊，在德国啊，那里很有圣灵的工作。
We know that you have all heard, there's a big blessing in all the works that's done in Greece and also in Germany.
他是为着全地的。
Yes, the Lord's recovery is for the whole earth.
主的呼召前去感谢赞美。
If you answer God's call and you went, hallelujah.
但是很多人因着环境，因着职业。
But many of us, because of our situations, because of our jobs,
那他没有这个机会。
They do not have such opportunities.
那怎么办呢？
So what do we do?
我们就不传福音了吗？
Do we then not preach the gospel?
我们仍然传福音。
We still then need to preach the gospel.
求主给弟兄姊妹有恩典。
May the Lord give us grace.
一人一年带一人。
One person will bring in one person in 1 year.
不难。
It is not difficult.
不难。
Not difficult.
但是那一人能不能够第二年又再带一人，这我不敢讲。
I don't know for a fact whether the person that you brought last year will be able to bring another person this year.
这是非常理想的。
This is an ideal situation.
哦，这个这么理想，那就哈利路亚了。
If it plays out like this, then hallelujah.
但是不要小看这件事。
But do not belittle this thing.
如果我们在座的弟兄姊妹
，If all of us here present tonight
都接受这个负担
，and receive this burden，
一人一年带一人。
One person brings in one another person in 1 year.
讲个故事给弟兄姊妹听。
I'll give you a little story.
这个。几年前啊,
so a few years ago,
我没有蒙开启的之前,
before I was enlightened,
我昨天和你们讲到神命定的路嘛, 从2010到现在,
so I spoke about this last night about the God's ordained way in 2010.
短短的六年, 我已经带了,
so in 6 short years, I have brought
16个人受经,
16 people.
但是我要告诉大家啊
，But I want to tell you，
六年以前啊
，Before this 6 years，
我有将近20年没有带一个人得救。
20 years went by， I did not bring one person to salvation。
那为什么没有带一个人得救呢
？But why not？
那我总是认为啊，我是一棵树的老干啊。
I kept thinking that I am a the trunk of this an old tree。
因为我得救都50多年了。
It's because I have been saved for over 50 years.
我初三的时候得救的。
I was saved in junior high.
你看啊，这个是老干吧。
This is such an old
trunk. 哪有老干结果子的呢
？How can an old trunk bear fruit?
都是新枝结果子。
It's always the new branches that bear fruit.
而且我常常看见呢、啊。
And I kept seeing
新得救的人呢、啊。
These new ones.
啊，他们能带人得救。
They can bring in new people.
我都说我哪有朋友。
So how can I do this?
这个多年来绝对分别出来。
I'm wholly sanctified from such activities.
所以啊，什么也不去。
So I never went to any of these.
同学会也不去。
I never went to
绝对分别出来。
Any of the reunions, any of these gatherings of my friends and relatives. I never went.
带谁得救呢？我旁边都没有朋友啊。
So I do not have any friends.
我的朋友都是弟兄姊妹啊。
All my friends are brothers and sisters.
加上我有一个思想啊。老干是不会结果子的。
Plus, I have this thought that all trunks do not bear fruit.
我心里常常想，我老干脱新枝啊。
I kept thinking, so this old trunk cannot have new branches.
那新枝是结果子，我应该要有份的。
So, but I shouldn't be like that. I should have new branches and bear new fruit.
那也就是因着这种思想。
So because of this thought,
我可以20年不能带人得救。
20 years, I cannot bring anybody to be saved.
直到有一天
，So until that one day,
我就蒙了一个光照。
I was enlightened.
约翰福音第十五章
，John chapter 15.
主说我是葡萄树。
Jesus said, I am the vine.
你们是枝子。
You are the branches.
住在我里面的。
If you abide in me,
我也住在他里面,
and I abide in him,
这人必多结果子,
and he will bear much fruit.
而且主在那里讲的结果子,
and the bearing fruit,
不是讲圣灵的果子, 包括喜乐了, 和平了, 忍耐了, 良善等等。
Jesus is not talking about the fruit of the spirit, you know,
是指着带人得救。
It is specifically about bringing people to salvation, and to gain the remaining fruit.
主说只要你们求。
The Lord said, if you ask,
从来向来你们没有在我的名里求什么。
Every time you ask in my name,
但是这时候你求就必得着。
And if you ask, you shall receive.
不仅得着，要叫我们的果子长存。
And not only so, this fruit will be a remaining fruit.
那现在看看弟兄姊妹。
So when we see,
到底我们的生活中为朋友祷告的多不多？
How many of us are seriously praying for our friends?
我们要蒙光照是非常有限的。
We have to admit it is very much limited.
对不对啊？
Isn't that so?
那主在这个约翰福音第十五章，他没有说我是葡萄树，你们是老干啊。
The Lord never said that I am the vine and you are old trunks.
你们都是枝子吧？
Because you all are branches.
所以啊，这个 六年前呢，我自己蒙光照。
So 6 years ago, I was enlightened.
我就开始啊，第一个走出去了。
So I will go out. I'll take the lead to go out.
这个今天我还，下午我还跟，负责弟兄们讲。
Oh, this afternoon I was sharing this with the leading ones.
当我走出去的时候呢
？When I went out.
有一些新得救的，也一同出去。
So.There are some new ones, newly saved ones that went with me.
看见我出去了，就说林弟兄啊。
So they saw me going out with them, and they say,
"Oh, 你也来传福音啊
？Oh, even you come out to preach gospel?"
真不好意思。
Oh, I'm so ashamed.
好像以前都没有来传福音。
It means that I have never participated before.
那他们就讲啊，这你不用来了。
So they say, "Ah, you don't need to come."
我们来传就可以了。
Just let us do the work.
但是感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
是蒙了光照了。
Because I was enlightened.
那我自己啊，开始每一周一定拿两小时。
I myself will take 2 hours every week faithfully to go preach the gospel.
然后慢慢就有一些朋友的名字。
And then slowly but surely, I starting to have friends.
常常有收割福音的时候
，and many times during the gospel meetings，
我就会发简讯
，I would send out text。
现在的科技很简单，一个简讯一发，20封信就可以出去。
And because it is so convenient with today's technologies, one little thing and 20 people receive.
来诚挚的邀请我接触过的朋友来。
So that I can invite all the ones that I have contacted before to come to the gospel.
以前一个朋友都没有的。
Before I don't even have one friend.
现在有很多的朋友。
Now I have many friends.
所以啊，有没有朋友，就是你有没有接受负担去传福音。
So whether or not you have friends depends on whether or not you have received the burden to go out.
大家不同意这是一个大福音吗？
Don't you agree this is such a great gospel?
神的义不是大福音吗？
God's righteousness is such a great gospel. Those of us who are destined to be destroyed in the lake of fire, aren't this a great, now that we are living, isn't this a great gospel?
那既是大福音，我们怎么不去传呢？
If this is a great gospel, why aren't we out there preaching?
好，那请问呢，基督的生命不是大福音吗？
Now I ask you, isn't the life of Christ a great gospel?
不光叫我们重生、圣别、更新、变化、磨成、自重，还要融化我们，不是大福音吗？
Not only to be generated, but sanctified, renewed, conformed, glorified. Isn't this a great gospel?
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
我们岂不该去传这个大福音吗？
Shouldn't we go out and preach this great gospel?
现在只要你信，
Now only if you believe,
你就可以得着，
You can gain,
就可以得着成为神的义。
You can gain this righteousness of God.
就可以与神有生机的连接。
And to have an organic relationship with God.
哇，弟兄姊妹啊。
Brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
一人一年带一人。
One person brings one person in 1 year.
我们总要接受的负担。
Oh, we need to receive this burden.
我可以带不到，但我不该有，没有这个心。
Oh, maybe I cannot accomplish this.But I should have this heart.
只要我们有这个心，
If we have this heart,
在主面前好好祷告，
and to really pray before the Lord.
主啊， 2016年，
Lord, in 2016,
在我所有的朋友当中，
in among all of my friends,
求你先显明，
please mark out those ones.
五个，
maybe 5,
不难，五个。
It's not difficult. Maybe
在芝加哥的也可以，不在芝加哥的也可以。
Whether they're in Chicago or not.
你就为他们祷告。
You start praying for them.
学习为他们祷告。
You learn to pray for them.
芝加哥地区我们已经有过这个冬季训练了嘛。
We have had the winter trainings.
这个冬季训练呢，讲到这个金香坛。
In the winter training, spoke about the golden incense altar.
金香坛呢，是预表基督的代求生活。
The golden incense altar typifies God's intercession.
好，金香坛。
So golden incense altar.
约柜。桌子。
The table,
然后金灯台
and then the
洗濯盆
and then
铜祭坛
bronze basin and
这个
altar
李弟兄就讲啊
Brother Lee said
我们今天召会中的祷告
our prayers in our church life
都没有进到金香坛的代求里
And have not entered into the intercession.
那金香堂的代求不是为自己求。
And the intercessory prayers in the golden incense altar.
金香堂的代求
is not for us.
乃是为着别人的得着神的救恩求。
It is for for the salvation of others.
金香堂的代求不是为着别人呐、疾病呐、环境改变呐来代求。
The golden incense intercession.It is not for their sickness, for their financial situation.
完全是为着
It is wholly for man.
能够第一来到铜祭坛
So that man can enter to approach the altar.
这个就是基督在这里为我们所成功的救赎
This typifies the salvation.
请问啊，这个代求岂不就是为着一个福音朋友得救吗
Isn't this so that this gospel friend can be saved?
然后呢？这个在这里蒙神称义，还要进一步。
And not only to be justified, but enter in further.
要有重生的洗涤。
And to have the washing in the renewing.
然后享受桌子。
And to enjoy the table.
然后就是蒙光照。
And to be enlightened by the lampstand.
这个代求之中要把我们带到。
And to enter completely into
三一神的合并里。
Into the incorporation of the triune God.
这个人罪人的旅程是这样走的。
This is the journey of
铜祭坛
of a man.
洗桌盆
to altar the basin,
灯台
the table, the lampstand.
然后
and then the ark.
约柜。约柜完了，他与三一神完全合并成为一。
Incorporated with
他就来到金香坛这里。
And come approaches the golden incense altar.
和这位代求的基督是一。
And to be one with the intercessory Christ.
代求，继续代求。
To continue the intercession.
更多的朋友被带进来。
So that more may enter in.
带进来。
And more may.
我们现在想想看哈。
Now let's think about it.
在我们向着主的祷告里。
In our prayers to the Lord.
要么你没祷告。
So one hand, maybe you don't even pray.
要么你的祷告是什么？
Or that what is the content of your prayer?
主啊，保守我又是新的一天。
Oh Lord, preserve me. It is a new day. Keep us to be safe in our going and coming.
Oh, 主耶稣啊,
oh Lord Jesus.
纪念我的孩子,
remember my child.
我们祷告了很多,
we pray many prayers.
没有为着救恩祷告,
we never pray for people's salvation.
也没有为着人的经历主、享受主来与三一神合并成为一祷告,
and we don't pray so that men may complete this journey.
主的恢复已经是末了的时代。
Incorporated into the triune God.
主的恢复已经是末了的时代了。
This is the end times in the Lord's recovery.
在这个末了的时代。
In this end time.
要激发弟兄姊妹。
We need to encourage, stir up all the saints.
有金香堂的代求。
To have this intercessory prayer at the golden altar.
为人的得救祷告。
So that to pray for others' salvation.
为人享受神生机的救恩祷告。
To pray for their enjoyment of God's complete salvation.
那至终我们人人都能够在生命中成熟。
So that all can be mature in God's life.
神的经纶才能达到终极的完成。
So that God's eternal economy can be consummated.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
鼓励弟兄姊妹。
I encourage you all.
2016年。
2016.
一人一年带一人。
One person brings one person in one year.
我们要向主要。
We need to ask this from the Lord.
敢求敢想。
You need to dare to think and dare to ask.
阿们吧。
Do you amen?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
求主祝福弟兄姊妹。
May the Lord bless all of you.